Retail. Convenient boom. Retailers are coming ever closer to you and putting even more stuff on their shelves. Thailand is now Southeast Asia's capital of convenience stores, as consumers have dearly embraced modern trade as part of their 21st century lifestyle. The evidence lies in the numbers. Convenience stores can now be found at every corner in Bangkok and major provinces. Each store serves 3,000 households nearby today, compared to 10,000 in 1989, when the first convenience store was opened in the country. The Thai Retail Association reported there were 12,246 convenience stores nationwide as of the end of last year. Surachet Kongchip, senior manager at Colliers International Thailand, said 7-Eleven commands the lion's share in the convenience store market, with around 69% or nearly 7,000 branches, followed by Tesco Lotus Express with more than 850 branches and 8.6% market share. But that does not stop the two giants from gaining more ground. The operators of 7-Eleven and Tesco Lotus Express plan to increase their branches by around 500 and 200 per year, respectively. According to plans, there will be 10,000 7-Eleven stores by 2018, 3,000 Family Mart outlets by 2017, and 850 mini Big C stores by 2016. This year, 7-Eleven plans to open 550 outlets across the country, while Family Mart, Mini Big C, and Tops Daily aim to open 200, 150, and 50 stores, respectively. Labor and utility costs are the largest burden, says Mr. Longden. Lawson 108, the joint venture between Saha Pattanapibun PLC and Lawson of Japan, plans to convert 4 of the 108 shops currently operated by Saha into Lawson 108 this month, with a plan to do the same for the remaining 260 stores over the next few years. But the relentless expansion of the existing players does not stop new local and foreign chains from eyeing a piece of the lucrative market. Their focus, however, will be on health and beauty products. A market analyst projected the number of convenience stores in Thailand would reach 30,000 in the next 5 to 10 years. While authorities have been struggling to curb the expansion of large-scale hypermarkets to protect mom-and-pop shops in communities, their efforts are targeted at large hypermarkets, the format popular among major players in the past few years. As well, the standard size of a hypermarket is usually around 8,000 to 15,000 square meters. But the strict laws, rising land costs, and opposition by local people have prevented the hypermarket chains from expanding in some locations. To retain their market shares, the existing retailers have been quick to adjust themselves by shifting the battleground to smaller and friendlier store formats, such as convenience stores and mini supermarkets. They have come up with a smaller and friendlier concept, stores of 300 to 2,000 square meters each, to expand into communities. Steady economic growth, higher consumer purchasing power, and the proliferation of high-rise buildings and condominiums along the mass transit routes have created more opportunities to develop small retail stores. These factors have drawn new players, particularly those in consumer and health and beauty products, to enter the sector. But with the boom comes increasing risks, especially for smaller players. Several convenience store operators admit they are worried about the aggressive expansion of Mini Big C and Tesco Lotus Express, which provide fresh food and groceries along with parking space. A source at Cheolongpokban Group said CP All, the operator of 7-Eleven, is testing a new format, standalone stores with parking spaces. The shelves will be extended to include larger product varieties. The latest standalone 7-Eleven store is opposite Home Pro Home Improvement Store in the Bangna Trot area. It offers essential goods, books, and bakery under one roof. Apart from the standalone store, CP All will focus on premium stores like the one on the ground floor of Park Ventures Ecoplex on Wireless Road in Bangkok. Pattaporn Penprapat, an executive of Tops Supermarket, said, "Although Thai consumers welcome a more convenient lifestyle with food or necessary goods available around the corner, retail operators, particularly food stores, are squeezed in a crowded market and struggling to please more demanding customers." The company plans to open 50 Tops Daily branches this year. More competition will benefit customers as the standards, format, decoration, and merchandising will be upgraded to meet international standards, Ms. Penprapat said. Ian Longden, Senior Vice President for Small Store Format at Big C Supercenter, said the recent entry of new operators and the rapid expansion by existing players are significantly changing the business landscape. Thai consumers are sophisticated and affluent and are looking for ways to save time on their weekly food shopping so they can spend more time and money on other activities. All operators are facing rising costs from labor and utility costs. This is a big part of small stores' expenses and a burden which we must mitigate, Mr. Longden said.